question was asked in the halakha, minors, the gabeh fasting on Yom Kippur. So first, we have to establish the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and then we have to establish halakha lema'aseh. It's clear, according to Maran, in Siman Tafresh Tetzayin Se'iv Bet, that a katan that is less than 9 years old, there's no chinuch of fasting whatsoever, even for a few hours, and therefore he's able to even eat by the night. That's the way Hakam Ben Sion understood as well, that less than 9, there's no issue at all with fasting. Then Shulchan Aruch says that a katan that's from 9 years old and up, you should train him to fast a few hours. If normally, let's say, he eats breakfast at 8 o'clock, so you push him to eat breakfast at 9 o'clock, an hour later, or something like that. And if he's a little weak, so then we push up the year from 9 to 10 years old. And the same thing with a katana, with a girl. Once she gets to 9 years old, or 10 years old based on her strength, she should make a ta'anit. We call it a ta'anit sha'ot. Continue the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Once a boy gets to the age 11, and for that matter a girl as well, they must fast. Their obligation is only midrabbanan. Of course, they're not bar mitzvah, she's not bar mitzvah yet, but it's a chinuch in order for them to get training in the mitzvah. The Ashkenazim are a little more lenient on that. They say that even at that age, they do not have to complete the fast. So now the question is, what is the halakha today? Do we follow this opinion of Shulchan Aruch? Which means, it's clear we follow less than 9, nothing. The question is, what about 9 to 11, doing sha'ot? And what about 11 and up, fasting the entire day? Chacham Avadia writes in Chazon Avadia, in page Shin Mem, in the laws of Kippur, Na'ar bizmanenu, She'en haketanim b'ri'im kol kach. Today there's chulsha, there's weakness that came down to the world, and the children are not as strong as they were maybe in the olden days. It's difficult for the kids today to go the whole day without eating. Even a boy that reached 12, and a girl that's 11, up until Chatzot, midday. Midday is the halachic midday. Halachic midday these days is about 1 o'clock. And therefore, after that, the parents should be vigilant to let their children, or not let, to make their children eat. There's many cases of children that went against their parents because they wanted to be tzaddikim, and they snuck on the side, and they fasted, and they told their father, oh, I'm fasting, I'm eating. And really, they were not. And bar minan, they got sick. Either got dehydrated, or they were malnutrition. Kids need their food. And therefore, we follow the rule of Al Tiit Tzaddik Harbe, that when it comes to this, it's more important for the health of the child than it is for them to fast. Be'ezrat Hashem, they'll live to 120 years. They'll have many years to fast on Yom Kippur in the right time. So again, halakha lema'aseh kontra Hakam Avadia, that once a child gets to 12 even, this means all the more so less than 12, that's a boy, and a girl, even if she's 11, which is a year before her bat mitzvah, she should only fast until midday. And then, of course, once they become bar mitzvah, then the rabbi says in the next halakha, Na'ar, shegi'a legil bar mitzvah, dehainu sheshtin 13 shana, that's 13, ve'na'ara bat mitzvah, that she got to the age of 12, sidikha l'tanot b'yom ha'kippurim, then they have to fast the whole day. There's no question. Unless they are very weak. Again, you have to know each child. So then you have to go to the doctor and you have to see exactly what you're supposed to do. Ve'el la'chmir bazeh chomrot miyutarot shekevan ne'emar atit tzadik harbeh. Ve'afilum yesh safek sefekal la'chmir. Even if you have a two reasons that you think you should be stringent. When there's a hashash of sakana, sakana overrides everything, and therefore in that case, even of a bar mitzvah, then already you should go and ask a doctor if you're worried about the child's ability. What about shoes? Now you're telling me there's no fasting for these kids. So now could they wear leather shoes? From the law, they can't wear leather shoes. However, bizman hazeh is easy. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have comfortable shoes that are made out of synthetic and all these other things. And therefore, one should be mahmir that the lady or that the kids, even the youngsters, should wear the non-leather shoes. He says, bizman hazeh, מותרים הם בנעילת הסנדל, אבל טוב שיקנו להם נעלי גומי שינעלו אותם ביום הכיפורים. Regarding washing them and bathing them, התינוקות מותר לרוחצם ולסוכם ביום הכיפורים, ובזמן הזה נהגו להחמיר. Okay, so although from the law it's permissible, but today it's only one day. Less, of course, they became dirty. Dirty is mutar. There's nothing to talk about. They're only talking about the rechitza of ta'anug, not the rechitza of dirt. If a child soiled himself or something like that, of course the parent is allowed to clean him up and wash him up. But the minhag is to be mahmir, not to wash or bathe the children. But again, that's only from the minhag. But if the child needs a certain oil to be put on, or he needs to be washed a certain way, then of course we can be lenient for the children.